Okay, hi, this is Jim and Marilyn Geiger, and we're, I guess it's April the 17th, 2003, and we're sitting in our living room of our home, and I guess we're going to talk a little bit about our personal observations and what we went through on the morning of September 11th, 2001, which will obviously live in infamy for everyone. I work for a company called Tradeweb. Our company was located on the 51st floor of the World Trade Center. My recollections are that it was probably one of the most beautiful early, or you know, sort of late summer, early fall days. I commute, at the time I was taking we have a jitney that picks us up here, takes us over to the Port Chester train station, and I commuted with about anywhere between 4 and 8 buddies every day for the last, you know, basically 8 to 10 years. A group of us all took the train into Grand Central, and then we'd scurry over to the Lexington Avenue subway and take the express train down to Fulton Street, and then walk the 3 or 4 blocks from Fulton Street basically into the Trade Center, where we'd all grab some coffee in the lobby of the building and scurry off and go on our merry way. A couple of us went to the South Building, 3 or 4 of us went to the North Building, and it was like any other day, basically. We get to work pretty early, so I'm at work probably by about 7:15 or 7:30. Most of the other workers that work with me probably get in by 8:15, 8:30. Our day was just beginning. We're an internet trading company. We take a lot of phone calls early in the morning, making sure people are connected or just handling all sorts of different problems. I remember at about, again, I forget exactly the time that the building was struck, but let's say it was 8:40. Is that the time? I'm not sure. 8:30, 8:40. I remember there was a group of people in a conference room, a glass-enclosed conference room, and we had actually just expanded our office. We had the entire 51st floor of the World Trade Center. We originally had a tiny office of maybe 10 people. We've grown had grown enormously over the last 3 years, to which we needed the entire floor
of the North Tower.
Of the North Tower. The Port Authority had space where we were. They obviously gave it back to us, and we had just completed the renovation of a spectacular office, state-of-the-art office, with most beautiful flat panel screen, computer monitors, everything you could possibly ask for. I recall I had just printed something and walked over to our printer, so I physically had to get out of my chair. My desk was right at the window facing west. I looked over the World Financial Center and over towards New Jersey. I walked over to the middle part of our office to where the printer was. A buddy of mine had just gotten out of that conference room. He wanted to ask me a question, so he was walking right towards me at the moment that the building was struck. He was literally facing me, and I'll never forget this. He moved 2 to 3 feet while he was standing in front of me in one direction and 2 to 3 feet in the other direction, right in front of me. And everyone in my office reminds me of the expletive I screamed at the moment of impact, realizing that this just wasn't a boiler explosion or some sort of, you know, internal computer room blast or something like that. It was a very, very something serious of impact happened to the building. Standing next to Barry Renvoice, who was he and I worked pretty closely together. Barry's actually an Englishman who's become an American citizen, who, interestingly enough, was also in the building in 93 when it was previously bombed. So not that he was realizing that at the moment. Immediately upon impact, our ceiling tiles, the duct would dislodge, and so it's basically dust from above the ceiling tiles started to come down. So immediately we knew that this was not just a little bit of an accident. And the time from this point on seems all condensed, that it seems like seconds. But upon looking out the window, we immediately saw debris, and it would have been on the south side of the North Tower. So in retrospect, when the plane had hit from the north side of our tower, something that, you know, it blew through and things were already coming down. We have a young kid, a young Puerto Rican kid who joined our firm, who was a junior information technologist kind of a guy, who just immediately took charge of the situation. He went, he just, it's one of these things where, I guess kind of things that you learn under stress or in battlefield situations. A kid who had kept to himself, was completely quiet, and no one even knew who Henry was. Henry, this was Henry's moment to say, and just the kid just took charge. And he's a kid. I'm talking about, we're all 40s and 50s. He's 22 years old or something like that. Very calm. We make sure that we got everybody out of our area. We went into, we have a very high security computer room, maintaining all our servers. People went in and make sure everybody was out of there. We have about 40 or 50 people that worked on the north side of our building. So I'm kind of in the southwest corner. We walk to the northeast part of the floor to make sure that nobody was there. And those people had already, that's where the impact of the plane, or they knew that it was a plane because they had heard it or seen it. There was nobody back there. But we made sure before we exited our floor that we had everybody, you know, everybody in the room. And so we were a group of about 25 of us, ranging in age again from, you know, 20-year-old secretaries to, you know, 50-year-old executives. We just, you know, everybody in the same boat. And really, it's amazing how it unifies and keeps you all at the same level very quickly. We went out into the hallway. We have another guy who was the fire warden. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He went to the telephones. Now, we're all assembled here back by what I would consider the freight elevator area on the 51st floor. He smashes with his shoe the glass to get on the phone, and he's screaming, "Can we help? What's going on? What's going on? What should we do?" This is all, it seems, within 30 seconds, a minute after the impact. You know, I recall gathering right before we left our office to go in the hallway, and again, there's smoke beginning to billow. There's smoke in the hallway, saying to myself, "We're going to have to smash through these windows. We better, you know, a couple of us just could take the chairs and break through the windows." I mean, that's, you know, I'm thinking how to get out of it, extract myself from the situation. As we're waiting for Dan Buxbaum, who was the fire warden, to instruct us as to what to do, we hear the freight elevator, in retrospect, again, I know this, collapse right next to, I mean, just sparks flying, you know, crashing, just literally crashing, and we hear the crashing sound. We didn't wait. I mean, everybody goes right into the stairwell immediately, which was already filled with people. So timing, I'm kind of maybe losing track of the time here, but I mean, it seems certainly it wasn't 3-4 minutes after the impact. We were out very, very quickly. Nothing. Everybody, the women, a lot of people grabbed their, women grabbed their pocketbooks. I actually, interestingly enough, had climbed Mount Washington that weekend with a buddy. We do this almost every year. Since I only do this once a year, I every year destroy my feet, blisters, whatever. So I was basically incapacitated on that Monday. I actually went to the doctor wearing sneakers, because I never wear sneakers to work, obviously. So I'm actually wearing sneakers because that's the only thing that's comfortable on my feet, and I'm hobbling around. Believe me, after the rest of the story, I wasn't really hobbling around too much. I forgot the pain. But we got into the stairwell. My first recollection, and we stopped. We just were standing in the stairwell. Maybe we progressed one or two floors down, and there's no movement. It's bumper to bumper people, and all sorts of now emerge between our firm and all the other people from all the different firms. It's heavy smoke, little bit of panic on people's faces, what we're going to do, how we're going to get out of there. But, you know, and people are taking their handkerchiefs out and covering their faces, gradually move down. But it's a very, very slow, laborious process of one step, wait, another step, wait. You know, it wasn't very quick.